second hour of this great American art, modern jazz, with taste just as you like it. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond, locally at 90.1 FM, and we stream on the World Wide Web at WDCE.org. That show is live every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and our shows are recorded, as is today's, and it will be available tomorrow at our website, which is cooljazzset.com. Just go there and click on the header radio shows, and you'll see both of tonight's one-hour segments. And I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always my pleasure and honor to be with you playing this great music. And a very warm welcome to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clayville, Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the home of beautiful grandchildren and great jazz fans like my good friend, Jeff Pulfer. And Jeff, if you're listening, tune in and email me, send me an email. Go to my website and send me an email. Tell me what you'd like to hear. We'll do that for you, too. Also, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the 589, Reno, Nevada. And, of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners, and we thank you for tuning in. And I hope you're enjoying the music. Okay, we'll start the second set. We're kind of featuring Kate McGarry, the wonderful vocalist tonight. I'll open the first hour with her, and this is from another recording that she did. And I'm not going to open it with her, but I'm going to do something special. I'm going to play a recording by the great flugelhorn player Curtis Calderon in this quartet, and I'm going to follow that with, that's an instrumental piece, and I'm going to follow that with the vocal by Kate McGarry from her album Show Me. And the name of the tune by Harry Warren is one of my favorites, This Is Always. And first, here we go with Curtis Calderon, and then we'll follow with Kate McGarry. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. This is a nice arrangement of Harry Warren tune. This is Always, and Kate McGarry is very talented and has a marvelous recording. Check out her website, katemcgarry.com. Last name is spelled M-C-G-A-R-R-Y, Kate McGarry. And before that, we heard the first same song, except an instrumental piece by the great film artist, Curtis Calhoun, who also, by the way, happens to be one of the four freshmen. And that featured on flute, Rob Hart. Hope you enjoy that. Here's a great Count Basie, the tune, I think you recognize, Splanky.
Thank you.
Oscar. And the guitarist on that is Lon Arlovsky, Vito Reza on drums. Rodgers and Hearts, My Roommates. Before that, we heard a nice big band arrangement by the one and only Count Basie live at the Sands in 1966, a tune called Splanking that featured a great tenor player, Lockjaw Davis, Eddie Lockjaw Davis. If you've just tuned in, this is a Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, here every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern Time, playing this great music that you love so much, great American art, modern jazz with taste. And the phone lines are always open if you'd like to call. Send me an email. You can call the station at 804-289-8790, I think. I better check that. Yes, 804-289-8790. Or go to cooljazzset.com and click on contact and send me an email. I'll be glad to take your request or talk about jazz, whatever you would like to do. Always nice to hear from the audience. Up next, this is a nice singer and pianist, Tony Desserre, who was here just a couple of years ago from his album entitled Radio Show. This is a nice tune. And a little bit closer, Mr. Tony Desserre.
So
as far as things remaining of you. Up next, vocalist Stacey Kent from her recording entitled Dreamsville, and this is a nice tune entitled Under a Blanket of Blue by Stacey Kent. Stacey Kent, a nice tenor work on that was Jim Tomlinson, and he happens to be a lucky guy to be married to Stacey Kent. A nice couple with some great arrangements and some great albums available as well. Let's see, let me tell you about something that's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks, October the 11th, that's a Tuesday, a nice concert at the Capitol Outlet House in downtown Richmond. The Richmond Jazz Society is bringing in Jay Sennett's Quartet, featuring saxophonist Ralph Moore, and I think you will enjoy the group. They will be a nice crowd there to hear them as well. And my recommendation is call and get tickets early. You can do that tomorrow in Richmond at 804-643-6000. 72, and they will set you up for some tickets. The concert's actually starts at 7, but you might want to get there at 6, get a good seat, and also have a great meal, because the food is right at the Capitol Ale House, downtown Richmond, at 623 East Main Street. So I'll be there, and I'll hope to see you there as well. And here's a nice recording by a nice quartet, Eddie Daniels and Hank Jones. I think you'll like this.
Thank you.
Foti, and she has something else, and that's from her album, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. And what a great voice, and she's beautiful as well. Oh, goodness gracious. And that fine trombone work, and that was Bob McChesney, who happens to be the lucky guy that's married to her. So, what a nice family they have as well. Hope you enjoy that. A Lovely Way, no, Do It Again, that's right. That's a great tune. And let's see, we'll finish up this last set with a 1992 recording from the Chicago Joe Sippers Jazz Showcase. This is the Ahmad Jamal Trio. John Gurley on bass, Yaron Israel on drums. And this is Be My Love.
Strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
And it's about time for me to say goodbye just for the day. I thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the music. And I look forward to being with you next Sunday at the same time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And I hope that you have a great week and that it's nice and moderate weather, cool at night, and nice in the daytime. So until next week, thanks for tuning in and being such great company. And be well.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say